This is Common Sense Saving, Episode 5. Well, of course, we know that common sense isn't always that common. Let's learn together ways to help ourselves be more frugal and save some extra cents. My name is Austin. Thank you for listening. And if you like this sort of content, please subscribe. The blog post for today's episode can be found at commonsensesaving.com/5. There's one thing I haven't spoken about on this podcast so far. One thing I find so taboo and I just refuse to think about it. Now I'm talking about debt. Debt is the antithesis of what we're trying to accomplish here. Our goal, my goal for this podcast, is hopefully to find my way to financial independence, or at least better financial stability, and to help others find peace with their finances. If you're in debt, getting out of debt can sometimes feel impossible. It's easy to talk about paying off credit cards or loans, but the path to becoming debt-free isn't easy. The simple answer is consistency. Imagine your debt as a mound of dirt. If you want to get rid of the dirt, and all you have is a shovel, you're going to have to do it one shovel full at a time. It's hard work, it's not fun, but you'll get there eventually. It's just going to take a while. The feeling of finally being rid of that dirt, or that debt, is the fun part, though. Now, we can move this dirt pile by using some of the methods we've already talked about in past episodes. The easiest to do is to lower your expenses. We talked about building a budget in episode 2, 3 Easy Budgeting Methods. Now, budget for the bare minimum and use what's left over at the end of the month to pay down your debts. A second, more difficult method is to increase your income. Can you get more hours at your job? Are you able to find a second job or a side gig? There are also many different ways to utilize the skills that you may have to your financial advantage. Another solution from a previous episode is using your emergency savings. Do you have an emergency fund? Can you use some of it to get rid of all or some of your debt? I understand these solutions may not be for everyone. Sometimes we just don't have time for a second job. Sometimes we just don't have the resources to enhance our skill set. Here is where I personally fall back on the shovel method from my earlier analogy. Just consistent payments of as much as you can, hopefully more than the minimum payment, and you'll get there. If you're listening to this and you have no debt, good. Good. Stay there. Good for you. Don't go into debt in the first place, as much as you can try. There are situations, though, where you can take advantage of certain kinds of debt, like having a credit card for the points or using a loan to start a business, for an investment, or pay for your education, but those are topics for another time. Now, if you do need to go into debt for any reason, have a plan to get out quickly. In and out. That's all you want. You just need to utilize the money and pay it off. Done. Plan a weekly or monthly payment and consistently pay it down until it's gone. If you need to open up a new credit card, just as a side note, see if they have a 0% interest period for new customers. This way, you won't have to spend extra in interest payments. Debt is like tying an anchor to yourself and attempting to swim. All it's going to do is weigh down your progress and keep you from reaching your goals. What are your experiences with debt? Are you currently in debt? Or have you paid off a large amount before? What methods did you use? I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a comment below. The notes for today's show can be found at commonsensesaving.com. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe and think about sharing this podcast with anyone you think it could help. Again, thank you for listening to Common Sense Saving, making saving as easy as having common sense.